I bet you didn't know these things about the theme song of the Masters Golf Tournament. What's happening, Panda Nation? Peter Von Panda here. I'm going to hit you up with some trivia today because I was just curious. I was just curious about that beautiful melodic piano melody that CBS opens with whenever they go to the Masters. The Masters is almost in full swing here, basically. Masters weekend 2024. And I was just thinking about the theme song and then just did a little digging. Doesn't take a lot of effort to find out the facts about the song, but they've played it every year that I've ever watched it. And it's just that airy springtime music, and it fits the Masters perfectly. I just wonder where it came from, because once you have a good theme song like that, something timeless, man, you just want to hold on to it. So anyway, I thought I would share with you some interesting facts about the Masters theme song that I found out. You know the Masters Golf Tournament. That is certainly one of them tournaments that is considered the majors, one of the four big tournaments. What are they? Put them in the chat, because actually, out of mind, the Players' Championship, the Open, the Masters, and then is it the British Open or something? Is that what they call them? Probably couldn't tell you for sure, but the Masters is the only one that I have reliably watched. I haven't watched it all the time, but the Masters theme song is actually called Augusta. I didn't know that. First of all, they only play an instrumental on CBS. So the first thing that you probably would not know, and you would be forgiven for this, is that the Masters song actually has lyrics. I totally didn't know that. I didn't know that when they wrote the song, there were actually lyrics to it. And so it makes a lot of sense, because when you write a song, it makes a lot easier to write it with lyrics. And it's actually written by a songwriter, I believe he's alive today, named Dave Loggins, right? Is that kind of crazy? Because you probably have heard the name Loggins, maybe Mr. Kenny Loggins. And Dave Loggins is a relative. As far as I can tell, he is a third cousin, which I'm not sure if that's like you have cousins that have kids, and then that's, is that first or second cousins? And then they have kids. So I'm curious, one, does Dave Loggins, I'm sure, knows Kenny Loggins, but do they talk to each other? Do they converse? Do they go to family reunions? I don't know. I don't know if there's any real connection there. Now, I'm going to get to some other interesting details here. But before I go on to that, if you don't know who Kenny Loggins is, why I bring this up is not only because Kenny Loggins is a superstar, but Kenny Loggins and Dave Loggins have now probably written the two most famous songs in golf. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, here's the Kenny Loggins song that he wrote about a different exclusive golfing event. So Kenny Loggins wrote I'm All Right with the Caddyshack movie. And man, I love that song. It's totally different tunes and genres. But it's just funny to me that if you were to ask me all of the songs that I associated with golf, that song, Masters theme song, are probably the two that I'd come up with right away. So you got the Loggins family owning that. Now, I would also probably come up with something from Tin Cup. Man, that movie had a lot of great songs. Nothing that sticks in my mind, and I can't think of the name of the songs or the artist, but even when they're showing the old West Texas scenery at the very beginning, and there were lots of good songs in that movie too. But so anyway, Kenny Loggins wrote I'm All Right, but Mr. Dave Loggins, certainly an acclaimed songwriter, singer in his own right, went to the Masters in 1981, just a few years after I was born, actually, and was so moved by the tournament, the beauty of the golf course. The course is the character itself. Crazy hair right there. That what's interesting is he left so moved, as I probably would be too, and then went to his skill set and started to pen a song, which he called Augusta. And I'm assuming that he's a guitarist, like many musicians are, but he actually wrote a full song. Dave Loggins writes Augusta. And not only does he write the song, but then he actually has a friend. So he has a friend, CBS golf producer Frank Schinnian. Sounds like Hartoonian. Frank Schinnian. I think that's it. He talks to him and he's like, I wrote this song. This is a reenactment. I wasn't. But he's like, hey, Frank, what's happening, baby? Blah, blah, blah. I wrote this song, this little ditty about Augusta. I'm just so moved by it. And you want to hear it? And so Frank listens to the song and he's like, dude, this song rocks, Dave. It's amazing. In fact, because I'm the golf producer at CBS Sports, I want to use your song in the next broadcast. So after the 81 Masters, Kenny Loggins writes the song. And by the 82 Masters, his song is being used in the CBS production. Now, they have changed the song. How have they changed the song? They have only gone to the instrumentals. So they only use the instrumentals. They don't use the lyrics of the song. And they potentially change it a little bit, I think, when they re-record it or whatever, make it a little bit more professional. But they continue to use that song. And now, I bring that up because the song has undergone some revisions. I'll talk a little bit about that at the end here. But they continue to use those instrumentals for, eternity. As far as I know, now every Masters I've ever seen has like the waving flowers or dogwood flowers or azaleas or tulips or whatever they have there. And the song playing over it. So you get that. It's there. It's beautiful, right? Everyone loves it. And it just becomes a part of. Here's something that I don't know because I could not find the answer to this. I associate it not only with the Masters, but with Augusta National. The song is called Augusta. Augusta National is the golf course or the club, and the Masters is the tournament, right? Because CBS has this relationship with Loggins and they use his song, does that mean CBS owns the right to the song? Because I always thought, oh, it's like Augusta's song. But as far as I can tell, that's not how it went, and that's not how it legally is. My guess is if Augusta National went to NBC or something like that, they might be able to buy the rights to the song. But I think CBS either owns or licenses the rights to the song. And Augusta National does not. They probably play it. I don't know. If you go to a Notre Dame football game, they play the Rudy soundtrack all the time. So somehow maybe they'll have access to it. But because of the flow of things here, I think CBS owns the rights. Someone else can weigh in on that. I'm curious, right? All right. That all being said, before I get to the song here, and I do want to share the song with you with the lyrics, but Dave writes a song. He writes about all the pageantry and history and all of these famous players. Now, I have not heard a more recent version of the song. So if you are listening to the song and you hear some of the names, you'll probably know them, like the Bobby Jones of the world and Gene Sarazen. These are not players that I knew personally growing up, but they are historical figures in the game, and I've seen some clips and all that. But Dave apparently at some point has rewritten it to include some of the more recent legends like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson. I don't know where that version is. Haven't been able to find it. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's just probably a couple of the names swapped out for some of the new ones, right? But I like the original one, right? I like the original one because it's the way it was. Hopefully he didn't pull out Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus out of it to squeeze them in there. Now, I will say the song is beautiful. Some of the lyrics, some of the words specifically are drawn a little bit to fit to the beat of the song, in my opinion, but it's still a beautiful song. So without further delay, I'm going to give you the Masters theme song, Augusta, with the lyrics, and hopefully you can enjoy that and the upcoming tournament this weekend. With that, Peter Von Panda, out.
Well, it's springtime in the valley on Magnolia Lane. It's the Augusta National and the master of the game. Who wear that green coat on Sunday afternoon? Who walk that 18th fairway singing this tune? Augusta, your dark woods and pines, they play on my mind like a song. Augusta, it's you that I love, it's you that I miss when I'm gone. Well, it's Watson and Byron Nelson and Demerit and Claire and Sneed. And it's Amen's corner, and it's Hogan's perfect swing. It's Sarazen's double eagle at the 15th and 35, and the spirit of Clifford Roberts that keeps it alive. Oh. It's you that I love. It's you that I miss when I'm gone. It's the legions of Arnie's army and the golden bear's throne. Wooden shafted legend, Bobby Jones.